Bloody Mary, by Anonymous, read by X-Men Hater. Wei Ying wakes up achy, and with Lan Chan nosing against her belly, which is how she knows her period is starting. She downloaded Clue on Wen Ting's recommendation like a year ago and has never remembered to use it from month to month, even when she gets the, hey, hello, are you dead or pregnant? Notifications. Dating a vampire has proved to be a way more reliable period tracker. Also, it comes with side benefits. Wei Ying says, groaning, as Lan Chan pushes her shirt up gently, rubbing at the swell of her stomach with cool fingers. Bad? Lan Chan asks. Her hair is braided neatly like she keeps it for sleep, but she's fully dressed already. She's been keeping a diurnal schedule this week, something about having to do some spell work with Wen Ting and the other witches during their preferred hours. It must have bled over into the weekend. Wei Ying raises a hand and wiggles it in the air, a so-so gesture. Her stomach hurts, but she's had worse cramps. She could get out of bed and be functional if she wanted to. She doesn't really want to, though. Lan Chan kisses her belly, nuzzling a little, like Wei Ying smells good. That's nice, Wei Ying says, shivering. She stretches, curling her toes, really taking stock of her body. Sore around her hips, that weird localized ache, but otherwise pretty good. Her breasts feel a little tender. She kind of wants someone to touch them. Actually, I'm dying. Lan Chan, you have to stay here with me. It hurts. It really hurts. She whines and wiggles her hips, mostly for show. Lan Chan's hands, as expected, tighten on her skin. Do you have anywhere to be today? She asks, though, ever solicitous. Some creature of the night Lan Chan is. She was awake before Wei Ying, and she won't even keep her human lover cruelly locked up in the bedroom without checking her schedule first. Like she doesn't keep better track of Wei Ying's Google calendar than Wei Ying does. Wei Ying really loves her weird, serious vampire girlfriend so much. Nope, Wei Ying says. You can have me all to yourself. Totally at your mercy. She winks hopefully. Lan Chan refuses to laugh when Wei Ying does that, on principle, but Wei Ying can always tell that she wants to. Good, Lan Chan says, in that low way she has that always sends warmth straight to Wei Ying's gut. She pushes Wei Ying's shirt up higher and mouths along her stomach. Wei Ying usually sleeps in just a t-shirt and underwear. Normally, she'd roll out of bed to go investigate her underwear situation and whether she needs to leave them to soak in cold water, but Lan Chan is here, and a vampire, so... She rubs her legs together and then spreads them, hoping Lan Chan will take the hint and settle between them, and maybe go in for a taste. Lan Chan scrapes her teeth lightly along the soft skin of Wei Ying's belly, down towards her hip bone. Her fangs are just starting to come out, leaving behind faint red marks. She's not biting hard enough to make Wei Ying bleed yet. "Pull your shirt up for me, Wei Ying," she says, her hand coming up to rub at the swell of Wei Ying's stomach, right where it meets her mom's. It feels good where Wei Ying aches, makes her shivery hot. So does the feeling of pulling her shirt up over her breasts while Lan Chan watches her with her cool, sharp eyes. There's something about exposing herself so that Lan Chan can look all she wants, touch all she wants, that's just very... Well, Wei Ying can feel herself pulse in her underwear, getting wetter. Lan Chan's hand flattens over her pubic hair, caressing her. Lan Chan, Wei Ying whines. She spreads her legs a little more, blinking beseechingly up at Lan Chan where she's still sitting beside her on the bed. Don't you want to taste me? Says Lan Chan, and she bends down to kiss Wei Ying once on the mouth. Not deep, because she knows Wei Ying would really rather brush her teeth first, which is silly considering, like, everything else. But Lan Chan goes along with it anyway, because she loves her. She does bite Wei Ying's lower lip, though, lingeringly, just a little on this side of too sharp. Wei Ying shifts, leaning up into the kiss, and sighs when Lan Chan moves down to her neck, mostly keeping her teeth away, but sucking hard enough to bruise. That's not what I meant, Wei Ying says, pretending to pout, and Lan Chan brings her free hand up to caress one of her breasts, her fingers kneading it. It feels good. Wei Ying's tits are aching and sore, and Lan Chan's fingers feel so nice. She sighs, letting her head loll back, letting Lan Chan do whatever she wants to her. Lan Chun hums approvingly and moves her mouth down to suck on Wei Ying's other nipple. Lan Chun feels her up for a bit, letting Wei Ying writhe on the bed. She keeps one hand over Wei Ying's pelvis, sometimes moving up to rub circles on her stomach. Small, soothing motions. It's kind of sweet. You're so sweet, Lan Chun, Wei Ying says dreamily. Lan Chun pinches one of her nipples as if in denial, and Wei Ying laughs, wriggling a bit, shifting her feet along the bed, maybe accidentally kicking the blanket off the edge. Will you please eat me out now, sweetheart? It really hurts. You'll make me feel better, and then I can just lay here all day and wait for you. I'll taste so good. Lan Chun bites her once, hard, at the joint of her neck and shoulder. Her fangs don't dig in far, not enough for her to actually feed, but she still licks the places where she cut Wei Ying's skin conscientiously, cleaning up the few drops of blood. You do, she agrees, and then she finally puts herself between Wei Ying's spread legs. She slides Wei Ying's underwear down her thighs and noses against her pubic hair, breathing deep. Wei Ying squirms a little, but she lets Lan Chun do her thing. She likes that Lan Chun thinks she smells good. Lan Chun pulls her underwear the rest of the way off after a moment, and then she takes hold of Wei Ying's thighs and spreads them wide. There's always this moment when they do it this way, when Wei Ying struggles, tries to close her legs and hide, even though she was begging Lan Chun to eat her out a minute ago. Wei Ying, Lan Chun says, her thumbs digging into the soft flesh of Wei Ying's thighs, and like always, that does it. Wei Ying goes limp and Lan Chun pulls her legs apart. Wei Ying sighs, breathy, and settles back against the pillows. She wriggles out of her shirt and then rests her wrists by her head. With her legs spread open, Wei Ying can feel how wet she is, with slick and blood. She whines when Lan Chun just holds her there, taking a moment to look. It makes Wei Ying squirmy and warm all over, in a weird way she still hasn't sorted out. Does she think it's gross when Lan Chun does this? Is it hot because it's gross? Is it that Lan Chun still wants her when she's bleeding? Maybe actually wants her even more in a bone-deep vampire hindbrain kind of way? Is it the intimacy that there's no one else in the world Wei Ying would let see her like this? All of the above, maybe. And it's hot, too, how totally unembarrassed Lan Chun is about all of it. She calls Wei Ying shameless all the time, and yet... She dips her head between Wei Ying's thighs, spreading her lips and licking a broad stripe along Wei Ying's pussy, groaning as she does it, because she thinks Wei Ying tastes good. She licks her a few more times like that, slowly, holding Wei Ying down when her body tries to move. She's always so sensitive on her period. It feels like she gets even more swollen than usual when she's turned on. Lan Chan's tongue feels really good. Lan Chun presses closer, pressing inside Wei Ying with her tongue, fucking it in and out. Wei Ying gasps, squirms a little, Lan Chun's nose glancing off her clit with how deep her face is in Wei Ying's pussy. Lan Chun licks all around her, making these deep, rumbling, satisfied noises that Wei Ying usually only hears when Lan Chun is drinking from her. Is it good? Wei Ying asks, hiding her face in her elbows. She can't watch Lan Chun, except she keeps peeking out to sneak looks, and then her face gets so hot that she can't, but then she just has to look all over again. Lan Chun's expression is rapturous, still so neat and put together, her braid keeping her hair out of the way. But still, her face is wet. Not bloody, because Lan Chun is very proper and wouldn't let anything go to waste. Wei Ying moans. Lan Chun pulls away, pressing a kiss to the crease where Wei Ying's thigh meets her pelvis. Wei Ying tastes very good, she says, in that awful, straightforward way she has of saying totally devastating things. Wei Ying whines and shudders when Lan Chun presses a thumb to her clit, rubbing in little circles. She replaces her thumb with broad swipes of her tongue, not hard enough to get Wei Ying off, but enough to keep her on the edge, and just... stays down there for a while, like she likes it. Every so often, she'll dip her head down and fuck her tongue into Wei Ying, like she's lapping up a little more of Wei Ying's blood, and every time it makes Wei Ying go hot all over again with that same sense of, ew, that's so embarrassing, but oh god, that's hot, she thinks I taste good, she wants me so bad, fuck. Lan Chun, Wei Ying says, voice rising, she really can't take it anymore. Lan Chun, please. Lan Chan pushes her tongue into Weiying one more time, and then she brings her thumb back to Weiying's clit, pressing in hard, consistent circles, and Weiying fists her hands in the sheets and starts to come, her hips jerking. Her orgasm is slow, not incredibly intense. She can never come super hard right after she's woken up, one of the many mysteries of her body that she's given up on trying to understand. It feels really good, though, that release of tension, her whole body going loose and pliant in the aftermath, some of the earlier cramped ache subsiding. Lan Chan licks her through it until Weiying is shivering. She rubs circles on Weiying's stomach again, pleasant and relaxing.
"Thanks, Lan Chan,"
Weiying yawns.
That feels better."
She hooks one of her legs over Lan Chan's shoulder, running her ankle along Lan Chan's back.
"Aren't you going to drink from me?"
Lan Chan mouths at the inside of her thigh, little teasing scrapes of her blunt front teeth. "Later," she says, and picks Weiying up. Lan Chan gets a little possessive over Weiying when she's on her period, touchy in this almost self-conscious way, like she knows she's doing it and can't stop herself. Weiying is into it. It's nice to feel sexy and like your girlfriend can't get enough of you, especially when you're gross and bloated and your guts hate you. And it's also nice to have your tall, buff vampire girlfriend manhandling you into the shower. Lan Chan carries Weiying into the bathroom and gets the water to the perfect temperature before herding her in, crowding her against the tile. She lets Weiying finger her in the shower and mouth at her breasts, which is one of Weiying's favorite pastimes. And then she also washes Weiying's sweaty hair, because she is the best girlfriend in the universe. "Thank you," Lan Chan says seriously when Weiying tells her this, while Lan Chan is toweling off her hair. Weiying, who has just finished brushing her teeth, kisses her hard on the mouth. Lan Chan kisses her back ravenously, like maybe she is really hungry, and Weiying wraps her arms around her neck, aiming to be carried back to bed. Lan Chan, who remains perfect, obliges. Then she gets Weiying settled. They do this sometimes, if Weiying gets her period and doesn't have anything pressing to do, or if her cramps are so bad that she calls out of work. Not all the time, because sometimes Weiying is busy, or just really doesn't want to be perceived, and asserts her right to be a gross blanket burrito. But when things line up right, sometimes Weiying will just lounge in bed, and Lan Chan will go work in her home office and do whatever it is she has to do that day. And then every so often, she'll come back and eat Weiying out or drink from her or just put her face down between her legs and take a deep breath. Like Weiying is just her live-in snack, which is a fantasy she actually really is too embarrassed to say to Lan Chan out loud, even though Lan Chan obviously knows. So Lan Chan gets her settled in. She brings Weiying some water and painkillers, peels an orange and feeds it to her slice by slice, letting Weiying lick the juice from her fingers. She lays a towel down on the bed and watches with hot eyes when Weiying squirms a little on it, wearing a t-shirt but no underwear, breathing through the gross, fuck-hot implication of it that Weiying doesn't get to cover up, that all of her belongs to Lan Chan right now. Once she's satisfied that Weiying is set, Weiying is good, Weiying's cramps are mostly gone and she's starting to get really turned on again, then Lan Chan kneels between her legs, mouthing at her thigh.
"Come on, Lan Chan,"
Weiying says, threading a hand through Lan Chan's soft hair.
"You brought me breakfast. It's only fair if I return the favor, right?"
Lan Chan gives her a look and sucks at her thigh again. Apparently today is a day when she feels like savoring. She told Weiying once that she can almost taste bruises through skin, which sounds fake, but maybe it's a psychological thing, and also, what does Weiying know about vampire anatomy anyway? Maybe she can smell blood when it's that close to the surface? The point is, sometimes Lan Chan will mark Weiying up before she bites her, like some kind of aperitif, like she's teasing herself. Weiying certainly feels teased as Lan Chan bites all over her inner thigh. Finally, and without warning, Lan Chan does sink her teeth into Weiying's thigh, startling a moan out of her. It hurts. It always hurts at first, bright and inescapable. Weiying tips her head back, shudders through it, whines when Lan Chan pulls her fangs out and presses her mouth to the puncture wounds to suck, to drink deep. Weiying always starts feeling good before the venom should actually be able to affect her. She's looked at charts. It's supposed to take a few minutes. But then again, as she had once told Lan Chan, "Well, hi,
The feeling of being high is at least partially socially constructed, too. You have to learn how to enjoy it, how to interpret the sensations as fun instead of worrying. So maybe vampire bites are like that. Lan Chan had put forth her own explanation, which was that Wei Ying was just a masochist and had pinched her nipples hard enough to punctuate her point. Six of one and half dozen of the other, maybe. Regardless, it feels good. Warm pulses through Wei Ying's whole body. Lan Chan rubs her other thigh soothingly and drinks, and Wei Ying lulls her head back and enjoys feeling like she's floating. After a few slow, sticky minutes pass, Lan Chan pulls back, lapping at Wei Ying's skin to help the wounds clot. "You can open them up later," Wei Ying says dreamily, and then giggles at her own mental image of herself as like a human juice box. Lan Chan kisses her on the mouth, which she's allowed to do when she's got normal blood on her mouth and not like period blood, and lets Wei Ying taste herself, sharp and salty. Then she goes and brings Wei Ying another orange and also some cookies. Giving blood is not nearly this luxurious. Wei Ying starts giggling again while Lan Chan feeds her, thinking about that. And when Lan Chan asks her what's so funny, all she can manage to say is, "Full service blood drive," before she starts laughing again. Lan Chan looks down at her fondly and presses her thumb to Wei Ying's lower lip until she opens her mouth for another orange segment. Wei Ying is still fizzy under her skin when Lan Chan starts rubbing between her legs with two careful fingers. She opens her legs for it, sighs, and lets Lan Chan get her off like that, just making slow, hard circles against her clit. After she comes, she feels totally blissed out, endorphins from every direction. Lan Chan pets her hair and kisses her again, sweetly, before she goes to send emails or something, whatever. Wei Ying hangs out in her cozy haze for a little longer, just soaking it in. Lan Chan is so nice to her. Maybe Lan Chan will come eat her out again in a bit. Eventually, more of the rest of her brain comes back online, and Wei Ying eats one of the granola bars that Lan Chan left her, and alternates between scrolling mindlessly on her phone and reading the book on her bedside table, which is probably honestly how she was going to spend this Saturday anyway. When Lan Chan comes back, Wei Ying shows her a stupid meme that Wai Sung sent her, and then Lan Chan makes her lay back and spread her legs, tells her to hold her lips open while Lan Chan runs her fingers up and down the length of her pussy, licking them clean after every few passes. It's embarrassing and so squirmingly hot that Wei Ying almost starts crying. She can feel her eyes get hot. Lan Chan is barely touching her, but it's like she is taking her apart piece by piece. Eventually, she presses her fingers into Wei Ying, fucking into her and then sucking on her own finger slowly. And Wei Ying can't watch, but she can't cover her face either because Lan Chan hasn't told her to stop holding herself open. Wei Ying doesn't come that time. Lan Chan just, like, snacks on her. Just the thought makes Wei Ying shiver. And then she leaves to wash her hands and comes back with a little microwavable hot pad to lay tenderly over Wei Ying's stomach. Then Lan Chan kisses her again, tasting like mouthwash. Wei Ying whines at her, bites her lip, makes grabby hands. And Lan Chan doesn't get her off, but she does sit on her face, and that's nice too, Lan Chan all over her. It's good to make Lan Chan feel good, to be good for Lan Chan. Afterwards, she licks Wei Ying's face and mouth clean, and then actually washes her face in the bathroom too. Wei Ying just leans against her, a little lightheaded in a sex way more than a blood loss way. Lan Chan bundles her back into bed and microwaves the hot pad again before she goes back to doing work. At some point, Wei Ying must fall asleep because she wakes up to Lan Chan's head between her legs, licking her open again. This time she makes Wei Ying come almost immediately. God, how long was she working Wei Ying up in her sleep? And then she stays where she is, delicate little kitten licks against Wei Ying's pussy. It's easy to get oversensitive when she feels all swollen, and Lan Chan doesn't stop. Transitions into licking hard at her clit while Wei Ying shudders and comes again, biting at her own wrist and moaning into her arm. Lan Chan kisses her clit tenderly, careful with her teeth. She told Wei Ying once that she only ever wanted to hurt Wei Ying exactly as much as she meant to, which was another one of those blindingly hot things she can say with a totally straight face that make Wei Ying feel like she needs to crawl under a blanket for 5 minutes. The rest of the day blurs together. Lan Chan does take Wei Ying up on her human juice box offer again around dinner time, biting in exactly the same place on her thigh that she had before, a nice dizzying rush. Wei Ying just really loves it when Lan Chan drinks from her. There's the masochism thing and the vampire venom thing, and also the thing about giving Lan Chan something good, something she wants, something she needs. Lan Chan is always so grateful, so tender, eyes shining with love. Afterwards, she lets Wei Ying actually get dressed, which ruins her poor little human juice box thrall fantasy. Okay, when she puts it in the juice box way, it's less sexy, but which is much more practical for, like, going to the kitchen. And anyway, it's fine. Lan Chan lets Wei Ying sit on her lap so that Lan Chan can feed her. "You're so nice to me, Lan Chan," Wei Ying murmurs against her neck. She's sleepy in a blood loss way, in a well-fed way, and an "ugh, my period is sapping my energy through my uterus" way, and a fucked out way all at once, and it's oddly pleasant, like a weighted blanket except for her brain. Lan Chan pets her hair and says something in Wei Ying's ear, but she's asleep again before she can catch it, totally content with the world. The end.